And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes to bed. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sight. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. Well, we need to pray for the southern tip of our nation. She's in trouble tonight with a huge storm. Remember, the Bible says in the last days, perilous times, vast troubles for America. Because the Bible says, be sure your sins find you out. Sin City South, New Orleans, now the people are fleeing the place that they love to party. Well, not everybody down there, of course, parties. There's a lot of good people there and a lot of good people in the United States and the world for that matter. We're talking about Jacob Israel tonight. And a mark, a must, part two. Call a friend, tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on tonight on the Jewel of the South. This is the gem, if you will, of shortwave transmission. Got a first-class operation, WWCR 5070, the main shortwave transmission system in the world. It is first-class. Nashville, Tennessee. We're live tonight. This is the month of August, moving right along. The 28th day, if you're listening to us, we're live. If you hear a replay, the message remains the same. Tonight, a mark a must. Now, we're going to tell you something that perhaps will be the most meaningful information that you will ever hear tonight. I'm going to break the secret code of the name. Now, in part one, we covered the system that uses a substitute name. Now, that's located in the book of Revelations, chapter 17, the great whore that sits upon many waters. This is the people. Waters is the people. And she controls, actually, the Christian faith is under, whether you are Protestant or Catholic, or somewhere in between. You are controlled by the influence of the name that the whore deceptively brought in to Ben. And this name is the most worshipped name upon the earth. Now the Bible says that Satan will cause all to receive the mark of a false name, but the scriptures also talk as much or even more about having to receive the mark of a true name. That, now, that's a secret name. That is a name that's not highly publicized. You won't hear many preachers like myself advocating or proclaiming the name above every name and the only name. I take no exceptions, and neither do I make any, that there's only salvation in one name. And if you're not in that one name with the mark of that name in your forehead and in your hands, that is, you have the knowledge of this name, that's the forehead, the mark, and then you support the cause of the most wonderful, magnificent. It is the only name in the universe that is spoken of in the Bible at least 7,000 times. How many witnesses would the unbelievers, well, that's the problem, unbeliever. The Bible said unbelief is a damning sin. Did you know that unbelief is the negative side of positive? I'm going to give you the Strong's Concordance, number 4. Name and vain. I want to talk about that tonight. And I'll take my text tonight, if you will go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11, or to Exodus 20 and verse 7. Either one would be appropriate, and you can also go to 28, Deuteronomy. So we're going to go in the mouth of two or three witnesses, but listen what the third commandment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most important piece of information that you will ever receive to take the veil. Satan has put a veil of tradition, of vain repetitions, and a vain name. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh, thy Elohim, in vain. Now, in vain, vain is a poor translation. I'll have to tell you that in English language to explain what I'm going to tell you about. That means, actually, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh. And everybody think, well, that's cursing or saying a bad word. That's not what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. To take the name of the Creator in vain is to lightly take it as it was supposed to be. You see, the name that was above all names should be considered most holy and most sacred. But people that don't, they don't consider it, well, he's got many names. I hear this typical 501c bell box mentality approach of these jack-legged preachers that are preaching for filthy lucre or a crowd or a building somewhere or a meal ticket. Most of them got their bellies as their gods hanging out around their belt. They weigh, look like two-ton Charlie. as they bounce around on the stage and huff and puff in vain, because they never use the name. Oh, they'll go all the way around it. And ladies and gentlemen, this whore that sits on the great waters of Revelation 17, read that very carefully. And then you will attach a significance to a name that maybe you should have done before you took the mark of a false name. Now, how do you get rid? Can a mark of a false name, can it be rectified? Well, of course. And I'm going to tell you how, by lifting the veil and revealing to you tonight the most important aspect of the entrance to the door of the kingdom of heaven. You got to have this mark to go. And Pastor Buddy is the only one that you've ever heard in your entire life, if you're listening on 5070, shortwave tonight, around the world. And we are telling you that you must have the mark of the true father. You see, there's two fathers here, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is the father of the lie, and Yahweh is the father of the truth. It's that simple. Now, Satan has glamorized, if you will, cosmetically painted up the whore, Jezebel, her cup full of the abomination, and she has a name of blasphemy. This name has been used in the Christian gathering through the influence and the writings of the Catholic Church, who had the New Testament under veil. I'm going to take the veil off tonight, and I'm not going to pull any punches. And I'm not going to make any apology like I did last Sunday night for my intensity, because I just need to bear down even more. I make no apologies for the truth of the gospel. It's a sharp, two-edged sword. And if you can't stand the heat, you've got to get out of the kitchen. Well, it's like jumping out of a frying pan, in this case, into the fire, because the fire is going to get hotter, because the truth is going to come on strong in the last day, preached by men who love not their lives unto death, have no respect of persons, and are not interested and Federal Reserve notes, as some are. I don't preach for a living. I live to preach. I am called to preach, and that's one of the characteristics of those who are called into the divine covenant, magnificent, magnanimous, all-powerful, almighty name of the Creator, who declared His name from the foundation of the world and told Moses, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, this is my name forever. Now let me show you something here. The word name used in Scripture has the following definition in the Strong's Concordance, and it's Strong's number 8034. That's in the Hebrew, Strong's number, 8034. It's pronounced as Shem. That's the name. Hashem means the name in Hebrew. But that's not the name of the Creator. That's a title addressing the Creator as Hashem. Now, let me give you a definitive comparison to the appellation as a mark or a memorial, is the Strong's number 8064. A mark. First thing out of the door is a mark. The name. What name are you called by? Who is your father? What is his name? If you can tell. They said, who is your father? Messiah said, you neither know me nor my father, for if you'd have known me, you'd have known the father. and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And they said, blasphemy! Makes himself God. And they stoned him for his character and authority of saying, I have the mark. John 5:43, I come in my Father's name. It's a mark or a memorial of individuality. Oh my heavens, what a tremendous revelation about the name of the Father. Strong's number 8064. An appellation. As a mark or a memorial. Read, if you will, Exodus 3:14. And 15. And see if the Father wouldn't describe when he said, I am, that I am, as in English. He was describing his authority and his character and the implication of his name through honor. It's impossible for him to lie, but it's easy for Satan to bring in a false name and have the whole world taking the true name in vain by substituting and using something else. You walk outside the honor, authority, and the character, and the renown, and the report as his name was declared throughout the whole earth, and you call it a mystery, or we don't know how to speak it. All these lying prophets that use deception, and in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine something that was written by a being that has no character, has no authority, has no honor. Satan is a liar and the father of it and a murderer, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy the influence of the great name of the King of all kings. Take away the truth and wrap a veil of ignorance, fear, and superstition around the blinded eyes of the sheep of the house of Israel, to whom I'm preaching to tonight. To for and about. Only the lost sheep of the house of Israel. My message is not to the world, ladies and gentlemen. The word vain used in scriptures has the following definition. Strong's Concordance, number 7723. That's in the Hebrew now. The Hebrew word, ashav, or ashav. From Hebrews 77:23. And the root word, 77:23, in the sense of desolating. Vain, making the name of the Father desolated, lost. Well, isn't that what he said then? In Jeremiah chapter 23, let's go there to Jeremiah chapter 23 again and read about the pen of the lying scribes as they have gone about their business of trying to deceive the whole world. What do we have here? Well, we have Jeremiah chapter 23, and I'm going to start at verse 25. I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesied lies in my name. Well, you know, all of the Jesus preachers, from 99% of my listening audience, believe that the Jesus preachers are right, and I'm the false prophet. Well, how many preachers have you heard like me on the radio? Not many. Ladies and gentlemen, I know brothers and sisters that would put me to shame for their faith and dedication, their sponsoring of the great name of our King Eternal, the Mighty One, Yahweh. I know that they love the king. They support. They advertise. They spread the message and have more faith. Some of them in their little finger, and I've got it in my whole body. They hazard their life. They take the abuse and the persecution of them that would come against the name. I told you in the book of Matthew where they mistranslated, where he said, many shall come in my name and deceive many. That ain't what the Bible says, ladies and gentlemen. It's correct, and it's a correct form. Many shall come against my name. Well, everybody and their grandmother in the Christian church comes against Pastor Buddy. Does that make it right for them and wrong for me? Well, he said, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Broad is the way and wide is the gate, and many there be that go on, that believe the lie, the lying, and the vain, and the vanity of the name. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, it says in the English. And so people say, well, don't cuss now. Don't use Lord when you swear. Or don't use God when you say them. And they figure that that's taking it in vain. Folks, that is an error. There's many gods. Which one are you cursing when you say God damn? Oh, I don't really hadn't thought about that. I was just mad and teed off, and that's just the first thing that popped in my mind. Yep. We have been told that that is taking the name of God in vain. When you will put the name on and wear it proudly and support it, you have done took the name in vain by taking the false lie and vanity of the lie of the name that was created to replace the rejected name. You see, Pastor Buddy's preaching a rejected name. If you believe my preaching, you're going to have to come on board and say, Pastor Buddy, I believe in the rejected name, not the name that made it into the New Testament. Well, they had the one that made it in the old. They covered that up with Lord and God, and there's many lords and many gods. My heavens, why do I have to get so intense in preaching the gospel to a blind sheep follow? As the Father has put me out here in a public forum, declaring the whole counsel and not preaching for money or for friendship, I don't care if you get mad at me, if you believe the truth. If what I tell you cuts you and brings you out of the vanity of taking the name of the true Creator, Yahweh, in vain, and putting it on. You must put on the whole name and wear it as you would a garment and wear it proudly. You see t-shirts, people wearing t-shirts. You see on the bumper stickers. You see everything. They're advertising the Falcons or the Vikings or the Jets or the Rockets, or the Raiders, or whatever. Oh, they're so proud. They paid great sums of money to advertise the vanity of the names of deception. Drive across America from New Orleans, if you was able tonight to pull out on Interstate 55, heading north. How many churches would you pass that has the name of Jesus? I gave you his number, Strong's number in the Greek, 2424, Iesus, which is a contraction of all of the false vanity of Iesus, or Jesus, or Zeus. You say, well, Pastor Betty, that's not true. Glory to God. I read something on that article, and it doesn't. It's not. See, they cover themselves well because the Scripture says, I have heard what the prophets say that prophesy lies. prophets preach lies? Prophets bring evil, wicked, destructive, and corruption for filthy lucre? Well, of course they do. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of their own deceit. Oh, really? That's what it says. Prophets of their own deceit and their own heart. Well, they believe this. They believe that. That the Lord of God. Now, this is what I read in the Bible. The Lord of God. I'm sticking right to it. Glory to God. You can change their mind with a case of dynamite. You know why? Because they will not search and break the veil of tradition and come out from among them and be separate and holy and use the only name in the continental United States of America and the world and the universe according to the word of our Creator. This is my name forever, and it's a memorial through all generations. And do you know how that you're going to take his name in vain? You're going to take a substitute. You're going to use something that they sing about in church every Sunday morning. Silly women get up and preach or teach. The Father didn't anoint a woman to teach because she's a weaker vessel. It's a shame for a woman to do that. Yet they do it, you know, jumping on any women, because we got as many women as strong in the faith in the Creator's name as we got men. However, that don't give them a right to jump up and take the place of honor. The head of man is the Creator, and the head of woman is the man. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that it's a mark and a memorial of individuality, implication and honor, authority, and character. That's what the name of Yahweh. Oh, my. I'd like to have 1,000 harps harping in the background when I preach on this name. I would like to have 1,000 voices singing hallelujah, just like the Christians do every Sunday. Don't even have enough knowledge to know what they're saying in hallelujah. Praise be to Yahweh. The word vain, the sense of desolating, evil as destructive, literally ruin, or morally, especially gal, figuratively idolatry, false, subjectively uselessness, deceptive objectively, also in vain, false, lie, lying. Now, when you read, thou shalt not take the name of the Creator of the universe in vain, you might want to go into the interpretation of what the word vain means. And you just might get over the fact that it simply ain't saying God damn. And I know that sounds worse than hell, but all of what I said is in the Bible. Damn, God, and hell. You're going to hell with all nations if you forget and take the name of the Creator in vain. You better get out of this false sense of lying and vanity and tradition. Oh, I know, the preacher told me, glory to God. You see, when you talk to a Christian, the average Christian, catching out on the street, and I've caught a few, they don't hang around too long. They got to run to their preacher to get the answer to my questions. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power. Job 11:11, for you know it, vain man who seeketh wickedness also, he will not then consider it. Yes, he will. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with the dissemblers. You know what a dissembler is? Somebody sitting in a place with a false name and a mark of that identity. Whatever you submit yourself to, if you're baptized in the name of Jesus, then you've submitted yourself to the mark of the name of Jesus. If you've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, then you've committed a mark into your forehead or into your hands as you support the doctrine of Father, Son, Holy Ghost regeneration baptism. Well, you say, I don't have to be baptized, Pastor Buddy. That's gross. Ladies and gentlemen, the examples that were set by the Messiah included in the ancient temple where everyone that entered the temple, I don't know whether you know this or not, but under the law, everyone that came into the temple had to wash. That was a form of regeneration baptism, of cleansing. And ladies and gentlemen, the only way that you can get the mark applied to your forehead is to solve the veiled mystery of the divine covenant. And it's not Father. Father's not a name, it's a title. It's not Son. Son is not a name, it's a title. It's not Holy Ghost, that's a title. And it certainly ain't Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, as we read in Acts 2:38, Acts 10:48, Acts 19:5 and 6, and so on and so forth. Because when we read in Acts 26:14, we find that Paul was addressed by the Creator himself in the Hebrew language. And he certainly didn't say Jesus. There was no word Jesus mentioned back there, none whatsoever. It's the translators that put it in to deceive you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there's more people deceived in Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism than they are in Jesus' name? And that shows you the influence of the Mother Church. Did you know that I'm talking about the Protestants now, those that protested the Catholic Church dogma or doctrine and came out of her, these are called harlots in the Word of God. And the Bible says that they would hate the harlot, but they would use the same name because they're from the Mother Church. The dogma of the Mother Church gave us Jesus as the redemptive, regenerational name of salvation. And can't read one scripture in the Old Testament to back it up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that which has happened in the Old 7,000 times approximately in the scriptures, you can read the name where they have replaced and took in vain the name of Yahweh and replaced it with Lord and God and Kuros. My heavens above. Why am I so intense tonight? It's because that I have a burning love. Love. You say, well, Pastor, doesn't it sound like you love this? You're always a hammering on this glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that it's going to take fire and it's going to take blood and guts to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Now, let's take Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Let's go to Matthew 28. And we're gonna read you 28:19. We're gonna read you a scripture here. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Now, what is the Father's name? Satan is the Father. Could he manufacture a mark of a name, a false name, and could he put it in the foreheads of millions of Christians that claim Christ? Which just means an anointing. And they would have the anti-Christ anointing and not even know it. That's deception above and beyond the call of duty. Satan is so crafty. Revelation 14, I told you that the 144,000 had the Father's name. Had the Father's name, the mark, the integrity, the character, the purpose and direction. How did that name get in the forehead of the 144,000? Oh, interesting question. Well, how's the number of the beast placed in the forehead of those who are deceived? And the Bible said, all the world, whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation, wondered after the beast. Is it any marvel that there's more of them than it is us? And here I'm preaching a little name, little known, little declared. But the name of Jesus is sung worldwide 24/7. 99.5% of all the preachers on the earth today that claim to be Christian preach in the name of Jesus. This is the name that the whore invented, and it's the name the Protestants took with them when they left old mama. They got through sucking their breasts and growed up and went out and left mommy. For this cause you shall leave father and mother. Well, they left a false name of father and the false church of the mother. And they went out, but they were known by the name they came out from. If the whore was a false and evil and corrupt, why did they keep the name that she invented and brought into the scriptures? Like Pastor Buddy is preaching the rejected name. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm preaching the rejected name. The rejected name? Yeah, the name that was rejected. Now, if the name was rejected, what name do you think was accepted? Well, that's easy. The name that made it in was not rejected. The name that didn't make it in was the rejected name, and you have a choice to have that mark in your forehead. And don't give me this runaround. Well, I feel comfortable where I'm at, and I'm just stay where I'm at, and I worship these people, glory to God. If you ain't in there hammering on them, you won't worship with them long if you hammer with the truth. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I can understand them throwing you out. Well, they threw the man that they sing about. Except they don't know his name, but they say that he was hated and despised. What for? For bringing a false name, or for bringing a name that the lying scribes and the false prophets out of the Cedar Bone House in the 27th verse of Jeremiah, where we're reading here in 23, which think to cause my people to forget my name as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Well, we got a Baal worshiping Christian society. 501(c) examples. And there's people that don't even have a 501(c) tag and still promote a false name of IHS. Yep, that's where it came from, ladies and gentlemen. The sky god is Zeus. It is a thing that Satan delights in. Every time someone repents and gets baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he just deceived you. Every time someone repents and gets baptized in the name of Jesus, he just deceived you. Because that's not the name of the true Father or the Holy Ghost or the Son. None had that name that they use to save you with. Now let's talk about the word kuros. That's Lord translated into the English Bible. It's a Greek word, and it's Strong's number 2962. Look it up. Attach that to Strong's number 2424, where it says EA Zeus and two or three more characters in the Bible. And it's written in the book of Acts, where that they were actually worshiping Zeus. They were Zeus worshipers. And tried to put this on Paul, and Paul would refuse it. Well, it's been around a long time. The 2962, Kuros, Greek for Lord. Theos, as for God now, spell God backwards as a Hebrew would spell it, and you might have an ideal of what the world has done to us. to get us to take the name of Yahweh in vain. Strong's number 2316, Theos, a figure of speech, a magistrate, or a supreme divinity, or godly, or like God, image of God. The Bible says, don't break you, bring any image. You say, what's wrong with saying Theos, or God? Well, nothing, except there's many gods and many theoses, and many puroses. If you're curious enough, you'll check that out, and you'll get with the program. If you want to be saved, ladies and gentlemen, it'll take every ounce of faith, every ounce of energy, unless you love the Creator good enough to renounce and denounce and take the name of the Creator and wear it as a mark. Now, of course, if you're going to be ashamed of Him and His name, how would you like to go? How would you like to go with me to church one time? Down here at the First Baptist, First Methodist, Second Baptist, or the First Ad, or the Jehovah Witness. Oh man, I like to get among them, heathen. Every one of them using a false name and knowing it. Hell's going to be enlarged with them hypocrites. What about, you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, don't call them hypocrites. What are they? When they know exactly what the true Father's name is, and yet they use a substitute name, and that's taken the name of Yahweh in vain. So you're just telling a lot of things about Alpha Call, just turn me off. Well, turn me off and go to hell with all nations that turn off the true name and take on a false name, or just to be honored among themselves. The Bible said, beware of them and seek honor among themselves. Go to me down here at the First Baptist Church and let me declare the name of Yahweh and all of worshiping in Jesus' name, and me asking for one verse and take my Hebrew Bible and they can't read it. I wonder what the prophets of old who were cut and sawn asunder and killed by their own people. Now I get all kinds of people around the world taking me to task for preaching the correct name over the false names that they believe in, as Satan has created a veil over the eyes of the Christians and anything else that breathes or speaks the name of Jesus. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if that's the reason we don't like you, you talk about the name of Jesus and you're blaspheming. No, I'm not blaspheming a name that's not in the Bible. I am honoring a name that is, and the people that are fighting me are blaspheming against the great name of Yahweh, and their day of judgment will come. Ladies and gentlemen, what's in a name? Well, I told you last Sunday night that Strong's number 5483 is Jesus. And it adds up to 666 in the Hebrew text of the Bible. Right from my free trial, if you will, on this issue. You can write for Babylon's Trojan horse. How they brought the name of Jesus. Very, very crafty. Serpents are wise and crafty as they kept the New Testament witnesses of the apostolic fathers who were all Hebrew. Every one of them were Galilean Hebrews that spoke on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. You say, buddy, they was people from all over the world, all nations, just read that. They wouldn't have done it. These were devout Jews, it says. That's a mistranslation. These were devout Hebrews, and they heard these speak, and they were all Galileans, not one Jew in the crowd. You see, Judas, the only disciple that was called into the ministry of Christ. He just came in to deceive. That's what he was a child of the devil from the very beginning. And so this deceptive plot to hatch up a false name for you to receive a mark. Are you going to heaven in the name of Jesus, and you're going to tell me that when you get there that the Father is going to let you in because you're in Jesus' name? I believe you're going to have gate trouble, especially if you're this message. Because to know to do good and do it not is a sin. It better be better for you not to hear this and to hear it not obey it. Now, you can call me tonight for this free track of the 666, the Trojan horse, and how he got in. Ladies and gentlemen, the information is astounding. That the world would take a mark of a false god or a false name and create the name that all the world would wonder after and sing praises and honor and glory to Zeus. What are we going to do, Pastor Buddy? If you're right, there's not going to be many get to heaven. Well, we're going to read the Bible and believe what it says. Strays away, narrows the gate, and few there be to find. How many do you think it's going to be in heaven? You think it's going to be overloaded with people? All these generations of Christians that have worshipped and call on this false name with a mark of a false name in their forehead, and very few that will call on the true name. Why? Because the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Now, I told you in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 through 15, Yahweh revealed his covenant memorial name. Check it out. Get the Hebrew Bible. Cost you $100 or thereabout. That's cheap if you want to save your soul. The Bible said search the scripture. Did it say to search the Greek rendition or to search the English? No, it said to search in the original language. You say, well, I don't know Hebrew. It's translated into English. It'll give you the proper name where Lord and God is. Take a look and see what it says. You may find out that you have rejected the true name and accepted the mark of a false name and have been deceived. They banned the name of Yahweh. Exodus 27, you shall not take the name of Yahweh. It says, the Lord your God in English, but replace Lord and God with Yahweh, and you've got the rest of the story. They banned his name. They didn't want his name known. The Bible said even Yahweh himself, who had the character and the integrity of a name that was rejected, wonder how he felt when they rejected him and accepted another. Isn't that what Satan is? When Satan devised, as close as he could in the languages, by confusion and by unbelief and a lack of knowledge, many people are going to miss the door to the kingdom. For pride, oh, I don't want to be baptized in Yahweh's name. I don't believe in water baptism in Yahweh's name. You go to hell. Everything that don't get water can't live. Everything that doesn't have the name, I told you everything had to be washed in the Old Testament. And everything according to the indication of the scripture of the Messiah, if you believed in him, he got washed. You any better than him? And he certainly didn't get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He certainly didn't get baptized in Jesus' name. And when the apostolic fathers in Matthew 28:19 went out, they did not baptize anyone in the name of Jesus or the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They baptized in the Hebrew name of the Creator. And that makes the devil mad. Well, got a verse for you here. Psalms 9:10. Those who know your name will put their trust in you, Yahweh. For you, Yahweh, have not forsaken those that seek you. You want the name? Those who know the name. You've got to know it. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Ezekiel 39:7, I'll close it out here. My holy name will I make known in the midst of my people Israel. And neither will I allow my holy name to be profaned. What is profanity? I ain't cursing and saying, God damn, that's taking it in vain by forgetting it and failing to use the name. And all that you do, do it all in the name of Yahweh. For the nations in that day will know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. You shall tell the children of Israel this, Yahweh, Yahim that I am, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Exodus 3:15. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that the world is deceived. I wandered in this darkness with a veil over my head for 30 years. By the grace and the mercy and the boldness of preachers that preached to me this great name, I was set apart. I was baptized into the name of Yahweh, the name above every name, the rejected name. I wore it proudly. If you'd like to have a t-shirt tonight that describes this great name, just write me tonight and I'll send it to you. Tuck us in a love offering. You don't have to, but if you'd like to support us. And if you're ashamed of the name, remember he's going to be ashamed of you. You'll support your favorite basketball team or your favorite football team or your favorite person or your favorite Hollywood movie star or your favorite city or your favorite this, and you'll proclaim these great names around the earth that have honor, but that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination and blasphemy to Yahweh. Better get his name, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you enjoy the message tonight. You say, Pastor Buddy, you're just too hard. I just can't, you just set me on fire. You make me mad. You alienate me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trusting and praying that the Holy Shekinah will come down over you and reveal and lift the veil and let you into the most guarded heavenly secret, the precious way, the narrow path, in the great, correct, powerful, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. It's a name above every name. At this name, every knee shall bow. Sooner or later, this message will be replayed to you that are listening tonight by way of radio around the world, WWCR 5070. Make your election and calling sure. Well, if you'd like to call me tonight, you can call Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, that's NEWTAZEWELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. If you'd like to call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439 and pledge support on your Visa or MasterCard, we'll take that for the support of our broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you enough to not take the name of our Creator in vain. If you love him enough, you'll come out of every false way and you'll hate every false way. And that's what Pastor Buddy's about tonight. I hate every false way. I've been deceived for 30 years. I've got a right to get intense if I want to. And the Spirit provokes me to preach it stronger and harder than I've ever preached in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people that will lay down tonight that will never arise to see another day. Why? Sin is in the world, danger, perilous times. We'd all perish in this nation with a nuclear attack, which could happen at any time or any moment. Be sure that you have the mark of the true Tetragrammaton, the sacred four letters of the great name of Yahweh, in your name, in your forehead, and on your character as a badge of honor. Come while he hearkens. That this day be the day that you will bless him and honor him with your integrity and character. It takes a man and a woman to wear the name of Yah in their forehead and to proclaim it and to pronounce it and to use it in everything that they do or everything that they say. They do it all. And the great, magnificent, magnanimous, almighty, powerful, glorious, most holy, righteous name of Yahweh. It's a name above all names. Do not take any substitutes. And be not discouraged by the unbelief of these who say, oh, Jesus is good enough for me. I know my mommy went to heaven. They don't know no such thing. There's a judgment that the knee will bow. And this name will be the code and the key to unlock the door to eternity. It's the only thing that Yahweh uses to let you in. It can as much as keep you out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see our time is gone. We got to get out of here tonight. Yahweh bless you. Give me a call. 423-626. 217-423-626-217. Are you in right past your buddy? Post office box 2284. In Nashville, Tennessee. 3784. Shalom to all your goblins.
Whoever is
righteous, Mark, mercy and grace, well with you in your temple.
Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words now written by God. Thank you.